Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is a busy time of year for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth with so much going on. Joining us in studio with details is Lucy Stewart, along with Melissa McManus, with all of the information about Lights of Love campaign. Lucy and Melissa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello, and Lucy, got to start with you. How did Handbags for Hospice go? That's wrapped up another successful event, shall we say?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it was the energy in that room that night. It was just amazing. Like, our community is amazing. The support for Rotary Hospice has just been incredible. It was a phenomenal night. It raised $165,000.
Oh,
I don't know how
gosh.
We're going to top it next
wow.
year.
Isn't that amazing? That's fantastic.
Right?
Wow.
Exactly.
Incredible.
So we got to thank the community. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Yeah. Thank the community. Absolutely. For stepping up once again for Handbags for Hospice.
Exactly.
And we're going to step up once again for Lights of Love campaign, which is underway right now.
It will be launched. Well, yes, it's being launched now. People can go online, dedicate a light of love, and include a message of love for somebody, whether it's in memory of somebody or in honor of somebody. And Lights of Love is really a chance for people to come together, remember somebody special, support the hospice, but then also join us for our lighting ceremony, which happens November 29th at 7 p.m.
All right, so that is coming up, and let's get to Melissa in on the conversation. Now, Melissa, you're part of the lighting ceremony. You're going to be speaking at this event, or what's happening?
Yeah, so we're hoping that this event can also be a memorial for families as well, a way to honor your loved one during the holiday, especially because grieving can be so difficult during the holidays. You know, it can be a time when you're reminded of so many traditions with your loved ones. There are so many memories that are brought up, so we're hoping that this can be a supportive space for the community as well.
No, absolutely. And something about, the Lights of Love campaign, and particularly the lighting ceremony, it is so heartfelt, it's heartwarming, it's meaningful, impactful, especially when you see those lights starting to light up, because each light represents something.
Yeah. It's a way to keep that memory alive.
Yeah, and for the families that are visiting loved ones or friends in the hospice, just and the residents in the hospice. You know, we celebrate, we talk about making every moment matter, and we talk about celebrating traditions. So lights at this time of year, and it doesn't have to necessarily represent Christmas, because maybe you're Jewish, maybe you're of a different faith. It's also the days get dark at this time of year. So it's just adding that brightness mm-hmm. to our hospice home for those who are there, those who are visiting.
Absolutely. So again, it is the Lights of Love campaign underway, but the lighting ceremony is coming up for Friday, November 29th. And Melissa, any other thoughts about the upcoming lighting ceremony, or for somebody that hasn't had a chance to check it out, why should they check it out?
I think it's a really, it's a warmer event, right? We have soup, we have hot chocolate. There are people that you may know from the community, or maybe there are new faces that you might connect with in that shared grief, right? It's a really supportive space and an opportunity to connect and reflect on those that we've lost.
Exactly. So what time does that get underway for Friday, November 29th?
So formal remarks start at 7 p.m. We will be set up, ready to go. We know that people arrive early. So as Melissa said, we'll have hot chocolate, we'll have soup, so people can warm their hands. It is under the pavilion at Greenwood Court, which is just across from our driveway.
Okay.
And then as we get going through the event and we light the lights, we then have a candlelit procession to the front of the hospital. We have some musical guests joining us, and then we watch a slideshow of those dedication messages.
Okay, and we will share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Again, Lights of Love campaign, lighting ceremony for Friday, November 29th. But Melissa, you also have something coming up in early December. Can we talk about that?
Yes, as you said, it's a busy month, as the holidays always are. So we have a free webinar on Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m., So this webinar will be about an hour long with a presentation and some time for Q&A at the end, where we'll explore why grief might feel heightened over the holidays and discuss ways of how to acknowledge your loss within your holiday traditions. So that's a free webinar, and you can register by sending me an email at sw@rotaryhospice.ca.
Okay, and this is not the first time you've done one of these webinars, and they have been well-received, shall we say.
Yes, so we're coming on our second year now of these quarterly webinars. So we do about four during the year. I'll put up posters around town and to get the word out, because they're open to everybody in the community who's grieving or maybe supporting somebody who's grieving. There's a lot of education for yourself or ways to support friends and family. And so, you know, we hope to continue to get that word out and support as many people as we can.
Okay. And again, we'll share the details, but let's pass along your email one more time if folks want to get registered for this webinar.
Yes. So it's sw@rotaryhospice.ca, and it's Monday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. On Zoom.
There you go. Lucy Stewart and Melissa McManus with all of the details with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. And Lucy, you know, this is sort of, as we kind of touched on, this can be, you know, as Melissa had mentioned, this can be, well, once we get into the holidays, it can be a difficult time for a lot of people, you know, in terms of experiencing grief or experiencing the loss of loved ones.
And that's it. And I think even, you know, we see these dedication messages, and it's not just people who have recently passed away that are being remembered. It's an opportunity for people to remember loved ones that passed away years ago. So, and as Melissa said, all of these things are open to anybody in the community, and not just Stratford, Perth County and area. That's where we serve. Yeah, it's a chance to come together and maybe form some new traditions.
There you go, exactly, with the Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. And gosh, we've also got a Christmas Carol coming up. There's so much going on, my gosh. Any other final thoughts? Or again, just be a part of this amazing campaign. Any other final thoughts?
I think the last piece to keep in mind is there is no cost for someone to stay at Rotary Hospice. That's why our fundraising events are so essential. We get Ministry of Health funding that covers bedside care. It covers approximately 50% of our annual operating costs. The other 50% has to be raised locally. So events like our handbags, the Lights of Love year-end campaign, the event, Dickens, all of those, you know, are
hike
for hospice or any, you know, general donations, memorial donations. They, you know, every donation adds up. And it all has an impact on those who are in the hospice. So, thank you to our community for always stepping up. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. Again, it's Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth Lights of Love campaign for November. Please do be a part of it. And don't forget the lighting ceremony for Friday, November 29th, and the webinar, too, for December 2nd. Lots happening. Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, Lucy Stewart and Melissa McManus, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jamie. Thank you for having us.